This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Marlins opening day, I was going to talk about some food, ballpark food. Couple notes. I should read this because one of our friends at, speaking of, Marlins are still on FanDuel Sports?
No. Yes. Marlins and Heat are still on FanDuel Sports, but they're on FanDuel Sports Florida, I believe, not Sun.
Because the app is available. What did he tell me? He said, oh, yeah, we have a 30-day free trial of the FanDuel Sports Network app that local fans could take advantage of. So if you go to FanDuelSportsNetwork.com, use the code Marlins30, and you get a 30-day free trial. And the Marlins promise to win you over during those 30 days.
Hmm.
Or your money back.
It's on Prime now, too, right? You can watch.
Because it's a free trial.
Yeah.
You get it?
I got you.
Yeah, so you can get the FanDuel networks on Prime, but it costs extra.
Right.
They just posted, I was just looking at it on Instagram. Admittedly, it's not the caliber of, say, I don't know what the Yankees might do or what the Cardinals might do. But the Marlins just posted a video on their Instagram account of Jeff Conine mm-hmm. delivering a jersey to Dan Marino's house.
Yeah.
Because Dan Marino's going to throw out the first pitch tomorrow. And, you know, I don't think that the script went through a ton of rewrites. I don't think they brought in some Hollywood hotshots to punch it up, as we say in the business. But for just a couple of guys, Conine and Marino, just kind of winging it, it reminded me a lot of Step Brothers.
Huh. Really?
That's the dynamic. That's John C. That's what, when you watch John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, I see Conine and Marino in that video I just watched on the Marlins Instagram.
Hawk, that video, I watch it, and it really reminds me of Marino, the famous clip, F it, send it in, which is what Jeff Conine told the poor Marlins intern. Probably like, hey, we should probably shoot that again. Maybe here, put this microphone on. Right. Nah, F it, send it in.
But anyway, it'll be cool. So tomorrow you'll have Marino throwing out the opening pitch, and then you're going to have Sandy Alcantara on the mound. And I'm telling you, my guy Matt Mervis is going to start the season with a ding dong. Yeah. I'm betting that prop tomorrow for sure. That game starts at 4 o'clock, so we can watch it during the show. And then there's a post game concert, right?
There is. There is Flo
Rida and maybe like Luis Fonsi or something.
I think it's Luis Fonsi. Yeah.
So I was looking CBSSports.com. They did top 10 ballpark food items for the upcoming season. Number 10 is the Filthy Mac Fries in Arizona for the Diamondbacks. Hmm. And it just says the Diamondback decided to throw a bunch of random ingredients on Cajun fries. Between the white cheddar mac and cheese, the pork belly bacon, and crispy onions. There's a lot to like about this very chaotic dish. Problem with that one is a little too messy for a baseball game.
Yeah, but loaded fries, you throw that down with a fork and knife. I would buy that for sure. I don't know about the name, though. The filthy, like naming a food filthy whatever is,
well,
is
straight filled. They're throwing straight filth.
Okay, all right.
I like this one. Pittsburgh Pirates, they have Polish cannonballs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course, that was my nickname in high school. I'm slightly Polish. Some Polish ancestry. No, the Polish cannonballs. An homage to its Polish Hill community, the Pirates are offering some unique local flair at PNC Park. Pirates fans can enjoy these fried balls full of egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, and cheddar cheese.
Huh.
That sounds pretty good to me.
It does.
The White Sox, they've got the celebration cake milkshake. White Sox are celebrating their 125th anniversary this season. And they point out on CBS Sports, that might be all that they're celebrating this season. There are two teams in Major League Baseball that are epically bad. The Marlins and the White Sox.
Yeah. What did the White Sox do last year, Hawk? They won like 7 games all season.
But they had a s'mores shake that went viral, and they're trying to recapture it with this birthday cake shake.
So is that what it is, birthday cake ice cream? Because I happen to be a huge fan.
Yeah, that's a good flavor. It says that in honor of their 125th birthday, the White Sox are selling birthday cake and ice cream blended up, served in a cup with cake chunks and a cookie.
Fire. That sounds fire. And a milkshake, as we know, Mark Light has capitalized on it. Underrated baseball item, item at a baseball game.
You know, the Marlins wanted to do something special. They would do a Costco double chunk chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Give you 5 big booms. Where have those guys gone? I used to get inundated with their videos. All of a sudden, are these guys going the way of the Island Boys?
Have they fallen off? Well, I really hope they're not.
I know the joke is really funny. I'm not going to say it, but the joke is funny.
Man, I hope not. Because we're going to have to do a lot of deleting of tweets and podcasts if they do.
Kansas City Royals have a blue velvet whoopie pie. Know what a whoopie pie is?
I don't. What's a whoopie pie?
A famous, really old snack, but it's just cream in between like two, I don't know, I don't know how to describe it. A whoopie pie. Look up a whoopie pie. Well, this one's blue.
A whoopie pie?
Yeah, whoopie pie. It's like the Southerners used to love whoopie pies.
Yeah, it looks like an Oreo, but there's more. It's less. It's not a cookie. It's more like fluffy.
It's cakey.
Yeah.
Number 4 on the CBS Sports list is the helmet tiramisu.
Oh, that's fire, man.
Number 3, the Philadelphia Phillies have a s'mores quesadilla.
I saw this. I saw the I saw the post from the Phillies.
So, if you like s'mores or quesadillas, this is a pretty brilliant mashup.
That is fire. Hawk, the crepe is always better. I had a crepe the other day at What? I had a crepe the other day at the Miami Open. And
had a cramp?
I had a crepe. They had the crepe station. And, you know, they had like a chicken Caesar crepe. And they had...
I can't do this much longer. If you don't call it a crepe, I got to move on.
The crepe. And, you know, like they have like a burger crepe, the food crepes, and then they have the dessert crepe. And, man, the dessert crepe is always better. You think you want to go with the chicken Caesar crepe, but make no mistake about it, the dessert crepe with the Nutella and the chocolate and the berries is always better. And that's essentially what this chicken quesadilla mashup is. It's a crepe.
Is a case.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A crepe. That's a great question.
I think it is. I really do think it is.
And number one on the list from CBSSports.com, ballpark foods for this new season, cotton candy fries from the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, this is, without question, the ballpark food item with the least amount of energy I've ever seen put into it, because it literally is just a thing of fries and they throw some cotton candy on it. I don't even know. I'm not going to be able to see. Can you see that on my computer?
Yeah, barely. I'm looking it up, though. I'm looking up the images right now. But it's just a plate of stadium french fries with cotton candy on top.
It's ridiculous. And I don't know how CBS has this as their number one treat, but truly awful. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen at Marlins Park. I think we did. I'll look. I saw something about some of their food items.
I had a list.
We had lobbied last season to have some sort, because they're going to have the cruise ship this year that you know, blasts off fireworks if someone hits a home run. It should have been Big Daddy Flanagan, just a Big Daddy Flanagan head, and it shoots out actual rockin' rib rolls on a home run. But really, just fires them into the outfield. Like, doesn't go into the stands, just fires them. The outfield gets covered almost in rockin' rib rolls. That'd be funny.